AWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. It's the final game of the Holiday Hoops Invitational. The Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational is in the books, and the Jefferson City Lady Jays defeated the Helias Lady Crusaders earlier this evening by a score of 62-40. Leading the way was Hannah Nilges with 19 points. Earlier today in a game broadcast right here on KWOS, the Blair Oaks Falcons defeated Father Tolton by a score of 70-64. Luke Northweather with 28 points to lead the Blair Oaks Falcons 21 from Quinn Cushion. Still to come, the final game of the tournament and then final game of the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic as the Jefferson City Jays meet the Helias Crusaders. I'm Kevin Kelly, joined by David Fox, and we're looking forward to another great basketball game here from the Fleming Fieldhouse.
Yes, you look at tradition, Kevin, maybe the most exciting matchup of the week with Jeff City and Helias. Goes back a long, long way. Great rivalry. These kids grew up together, many of them playing competitive sports at younger ages, and what a great opportunity tonight. Helias coming in with a tough loss yesterday, and as well as the Jeff City Jays, but put all that aside, anytime these two teams get together, things ratchet up a little bit, and I fully expect a really competitive game tonight.
Helias opened up the tournament with an 11-point victory over the Blair Oaks Falcons by a score of 72-61, lost a heartbreaker and a buzzer beater against Father Tolton. Trey McClooney hits a three at the buzzer, and Father Tolton defeats Helias yesterday by a score of 52-49 for the Jefferson City Jays. They opened up the tournament against Father Tolton and lost by a score of 63-47. And then last night, as they took on the Blair Oaks, Falcons had the lead at the half at 8. Storming back, though, the Falcons with a 43-point second half as they defeated the Jays by a score of 68-53. You know, the 3 days we've talked about this basketball tournament and 3 games in 3 days, we really haven't visited this issue. And the issue is, David, do you worry about having enough gas in the tank with 3 games in 3 days?
Yeah, it's a great question, Kevin. I think one of the things, you know, this year being so unique and not having a lot of the additional things that have gone with the Grade 8, I'm talking about the brunch, the slam dunk, the three-point, which are all great fan favorites and a lot of fun. It's allowed these kids in these programs to get off their feet, get away after they play a game. And so you always consider that as a factor, certainly 3 games in 3 days. It's Jeff City Helias, and I think there'll be enough in the gas tank to get through this one tonight for both these teams.
As far as this game is concerned, 2 things I think we'll look forward to seeing, and that is pressure and pace.
That's a great point, both ways. And when I say both ways, I'm talking both teams. And we've seen both these teams apply pressure to their opponents, which has created some great opportunities. Last night in particular, the Jeff City Jays had a really nice first half. Played great defense in the half court, led to some transitions, some easy buckets. Same thing with Helias on Monday night. We saw them create some pressure, some full court things as well. They created some turnovers against Blair Oaks, and I think both these teams, I agree, will like to pressure the ball and have had success up to this point in time in the year.
All right, first of all, let's talk about the guard play. Jefferson City Jays will start Aaron Stallings along with Keith Driver, and the third guard is Kevion Pendleton. For the Helias Crusaders in the backcourt, Drew Schmidt along with Malcolm Davis, and the third guard is Desmond White.
Yeah, and you know, we throughout this entire week, and Kevin, this week I should say, you know, we've had some outstanding performances by players that we kind of expected. And you mentioned those players, and we kind of expect them to have great performances tonight. Anything that, obviously what we've seen the last two nights by both White and Davis, we fully expect them to have. And this is the type of game where they can have those type of great nights offensively because of the way Jeff City plays up and down. You know, if they handle the pressure, I think they're going to get some really good scoring opportunities.
All right, the front court, Joey Rembecki along with Damon Johans for the Helias Crusaders, and head basketball coach Joe Rothweiler for the Jefferson City Jays, coached by Tony Phillips. The front line will consist of Sterling Deshay and Michael Onenkwor.
Yeah, and then, you know, just an observation about Helias. They play so physical, Kevin. They kind of get up and in you a little bit. They're athletic and they're strong. And the two games we've covered them in this event, they've really won the battle of strength and will. In their games. And Jeff City, not so much. Jeff City's much more athletic. Don't have near the size. You mentioned Anacor and Sterling Duche, albeit 6'3", 6'4", compared to Johans and Remnicki, it's a little different from a size standpoint, physicality. And so something we'll be watching tonight very early. Again, we'll have another game where I feel that officials are going to let the kids play, and we'll see how that plays out.
David, with regards to the bench, obviously the Jay is going a little bit longer on their bench than Helias has so far this year.
Yeah, exactly. And, earlier in your comments, we may see Helias go a little deeper tonight because of some fatigue. And that's just one of those wait-and-see moments. But Jeff City does have the ability, as we've seen, Kevin, to really rely on some bench play this year.
All right, for Helias, what's the key for them tonight?
Last night was a tough loss, no doubt. They certainly played good enough to win that basketball game. But the two games we've seen Helias play, they're pretty consistent. They're going to play physical. They've got a good inside. Got to know where the guard play is. Schmidt also can shoot it when he's set. Maybe more of a perimeter-oriented team than inside. But continue doing what they're doing. And lastly, Jeff City's going to come after them. There's no doubt. Jeff City, when they play well, and they have played well at times, a lot of it's because of the pressure that they've exerted against the opposition, and Helias is going to have to handle that tonight.
All right, a key for the Jays tonight, what would it be?
Rebounding. Handle that physicality. They've rebounded, decent. And I think the other big thing is consistency. Jeff City has really struggled shooting the basketball this week, Kevin. They've had moments. First half last night, shot the ball very well. Second half, didn't shoot it well at all. So trying to find some consistency, whoever that might be, on the offensive end, I think it's going to be extremely important for the Jays tonight.
All right, it's the final game of the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic from the Fleming Fieldhouse as the Jefferson City Jays will take on the Helias Crusaders. I'm told I turned my microphone over to Tom Kramer after the break, so we're back after this one-minute timeout.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Whoa! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
Jays Basketball on KWOS.
Back at the Fleming Fieldhouse, along with David Fox, I'm Tom Kramer, and please don't touch that dial because Kevin Kelly will be back. As a lot of you probably know, earlier this month, Kevin Kelly celebrated his 2000th broadcast. The majority of those broadcasts obviously have been of schools here in the capital city, with Jefferson City, Helias, Capital City, and Blair Oaks. Tonight, before this basketball game between Helias and Jefferson City, these four schools are going to honor Kevin with a plaque, basically showing his accomplishments over the years. And David, you've had the opportunity of doing a couple things. You were on the other end, and Kevin broadcast you as a coach, and now you had a chance to sit up here with him over the years.
I couldn't be more proud. Number one, to call him a friend, and you, Tom. And, in the coaching profession, which I was very, very fortunate to do for a long, long time, it's about relationships. And, from that standpoint, the years of coaching, Kevin was a great friend, and always look forward to pre-games, post-games, you as well. But as I've kind of helped out with broadcasting, I've learned and come to realize just how much time, energy, and effort that Kevin Kelly puts in to each and every broadcast that he does.
He really does, David. And over the years, I've had an opportunity to do many of the games with him. And you know, we're just honoring the games tonight, but what he's done in this community, you know, the coaches shows. I remember years ago when that started out, it was basically for 12 or 13 weeks of the football season. Now it goes about 9 or 10 months of the year. And if you listen to any of those coaches shows on a Saturday morning, you're going to hear soccer coaches. You're going to hear cross-country coaches. You're going to hear from people around the country that have had relationships with Kevin Kelly. And as you said, he does a tremendous job. But the 2000 games, he started off years ago up in Fulton, did some games there. He's also done some games for, you know, up in the Norm Stewart situation. So he's been able to do so many, but obviously here in the capital city, we've been fortunate to hear Kevin on baseball, basketball, and football throughout the years.
100%. You know, and as you're talking there, Tom, and everything you said is so accurate, you know, you think about community service, you think about people in Jefferson City, and my wife, we still live in Jeff City, albeit, you know, I work in Columbia. Kev's an ambassador, but in such a unique way. Everybody can't get to the gyms, whether it's a Friday night. You know, I listen to you guys and Steve Duncan, who also is involved in tonight's presentation, every Friday night that I'm unable to attend a game. And I know I can, on behalf of tons of coaches, and I know you guys did a really cool thing at 2000th broadcast, I believe the state championship game with Blair Oaks, had some reflections from some coaches and colleagues that Kevin's had an opportunity to work with in the past, and I can't think of somebody who's done more for this community. And what's most important, it's for the kids, you know, it's for the youth, and it's for the schools, and there's no personal, you know, he doesn't do this for personal pride. He's just the consummate professional and somebody that really understands the value of getting information out, particularly games, to this community. And it's something, quite honestly, you have friends as I do all across the state. It's something that just doesn't happen very often anymore.
No, and you know, we've had people, like you said, throughout the state, when we used to go to games, I mean, people would, you know, sought him out.
Absolutely.
And talk to Kevin Kelly and you know, see how he's doing. You know, the one I remember was the Rockhurst coach, Severino, used to always call Kevin and talk with Kevin. So it's a great, you know, thing that he's getting tonight, and it's well-deserved.
Yep, and as we sit here, Tom, talking, and at this point in time, Kevin Kelly is being recognized at center court here at Fleming Fieldhouse. We got representation from Jefferson City, Capital City, and Helias, and Activities Director Chad Risen here at Jeff City High School is presenting Kevin with a really cool plaque. And Tom, if you'll look to the score, the video board to the left, you can also see Thank You Kevin Kelly. They've made something kind of special recognizing Kevin on the video board here at Fleming Fieldhouse as well. What a great honor and a great moment for our good friend Kevin Kelly.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, he hasn't heard anything about this, obviously. And tonight, we kind of had to sneak it up on him because we knew he didn't want to leave the broadcast booth. He definitely didn't want to leave it in my hands. But we had to tell him about this a little while ago, and Kevin is a very humble guy. And he's not sure he wants all this attention out there. If I had one regret about tonight, it's because the darn COVID. You can imagine how this place would have been if we would have had, you know, the big tournament, and what a crowd there would have been here for him. So that's my one regret of the night. But congratulations to our partner, Kevin Kelly.
Man, absolutely. Well done, Tom. Thanks for coming up here. And couldn't be happier and more honored to as you as well. Call Kevin a great friend.
When we come back, Kevin will be up here to give you the broadcast between Jeff City and Helias. You're listening to Basketball Tonight on KWOS.
This year has been anything but usual. We've all had our fair share of surprises. But when the world stayed apart, the community came together, empowered to move forward. We encourage you to reflect on all your blessings and each and every moment that makes Christmas the most joyous time of year. We hope your holiday season is full of cherished memories, ones that will last a lifetime. From everyone at Mid-America Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Mid-America Bank. Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Jays play here on KWOS.
Back at the Fleming Fieldhouse, Kevin has not made his way back up here yet, so we're going to quickly go over the starting lineups for you tonight. First for the Jefferson City Jays and their guards, a senior at 6 foot, Aaron Stallings, will be joined on the backcourt by a 5'8" senior in Keith Driver. The third guard, it would be a 6'3" senior in Sterling Deshay. Kevin Pendleton, basically the fourth guard on this ball club, he's a 5'10" junior, and up front, Michael Onankwor, he's a junior at 6'2". For the Helias Crusaders, at guard, Desmond White, a 6'2" sophomore, will be joined on the backcourt by Malcolm Davis. Davis, a 6'1" junior, and the third guard will be Drew Smith. Drew Schmidt is a senior at 6'. Up front for the Helias Crusaders, Joe Rembecki, he's a 6'2" senior, and Damon Johans. Johans, a senior at 6'4". So again, White, Davis, Rembecki, Johans, and Schmidt for the Helias Crusaders. Stallings, Driver, Deshay, Pendleton, and Onankwor for the Jefferson City Jays. And he's coming back up, but he doesn't want to take the mic. So we're going to have to give this back to him a minute because that's why he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Hey, tell you what, I'm glad it wasn't me because I'd be winded climbing those stairs, to be honest with you. So, you know, Tom, great matchup, obviously a great rivalry, and you know, a lot on the line. And you know, Jeff City has struggled at times, but also has played well. And if they can kind of put things together, and as Kevin and I talked, and I think you know, shooting the basketball has been a big issue for the Jeff City Jays early on in this season. And you know, on the flip side, the Crusaders, guard play,
yep,
shoot it. Johans has had a really nice year so far, got a nice inside presence, and continue to play the way that they've been playing.
Well, you're right. And, you know, we've seen that over the years. It doesn't matter what record either one of them has. It's always a battle. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they come in this year, they'll play at least three times, maybe, something
yeah,
like that.
Could. And
so,
Tom,
yeah, it ought to be interesting.
And they're in the same district for the first time in quite some time. So,
okay.
Yeah, this will be the first of many.
Well,
thank
here
you,
to tell you about the tip-off is my partner, Kevin Kelly.
All right, 7:08 left to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-0 lead for the Jefferson City Jays on a bucket by Michael Onankwor to start the ball game. And the Jays have it right now, spinning with the basketball. Is Driver to Onankwor. Foul shot. Jumper is a little bit short and no good. Rebound, though, comes to the Jays. And Sterling Deshay with a three that's off the mark. And the rebound to Damon Johans. Outlet to Desmond White. He starts back with 6:40 left to go in the opening quarter. Play to the top of the key. Bounce pass down to Damon Johans. Tipped away from him. Loose ball picked up by the Jays, and they start back. Kevion Pendleton cuts to his right, comes down the lane. Nice between a pair. Shot off the glass. No good on the runner. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Jays.
Yeah, Kevin, 6:31 remaining here in the first quarter, and Helias has yet to attempt a field goal. Jeff City's got that full court press and has created two turnovers by the Crusaders early on in this game.
Desmond White at the three-point arc on the left side with 6:18 left to go in the opening quarter. He moves, hands it off, top of the key with it, Drew Schmidt. Schmidt lobs a pass over the head of Johans, grabbed by White, and they'll move it right side to Malcolm Davis. Davis with the left-hand dribble, back over the left side to Desmond White. Pick set by Johans. He releases, bounce pass. They go to Schmidt on the right side, comes in the lane, kicks it back out. Desmond White, long distance three, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Rebound, though, comes to the Crusaders, and Schmidt at the top of the key buries a three, and it's a 3-2 lead for Helias.
Value of the offensive rebound, Kevin. Nice job by Rendecki that time. Got that offensive rebound. Wide open Schmidt for the three.
Sterling Deshay puts it on the floor as he works against Rembecki of the Crusaders. And a pass on the sideline knocked out of the hands of Aaron Stallings. Last touch, though, by Drew Schmidt, so it stays with the Jays early on with 5:38 left to go in the opening quarter. They get it in the corner to Stallings. Bounce pass up to Pendleton. His three is away and nothing but net. And so it's a 5-3 lead now for the Jays, and Rembecki throws a pass across the timeline to Schmidt, and they operate in the front court with it. Top of the key, Malcolm Davis with the three, and he knocks it down. So back-to-back threes by each basketball team, but it's 6-5 in favor of the Crusaders.
Got to find the shooters, Kevin.
Stallings on the left sideline gets it back up to Kevion Pendleton. Right back to Stallings on the left sideline. Dumps it to the foul line. Anakor puts it on the floor. Goes to the bucket. Spins a second time. Pivots. Can't go up against Johans. Feeds it back up top to Stallings. Good defense down low by Damon Johans. And here's Kevion Pendleton with the left-hand dribble. To the left of the circle. Comes up between the circles. Rifles a pass into the right corner to Keith Driver. Driver pulls up. Three is away. No good off the iron. Rebound tipped up and in by Sterling Deshaies.
Oh, what a nice play. Sterling Deshaies. With his left hand up around the rim. Nice tip.
Rembecki, top of the key for the Crusaders. 7-6 lead for the Jays. 4:28 left to go in the opening quarter. Malcolm Davis, top of the key, slides to the left side. Bounce pass down low, caught by Damon Johans, lays it up and in. Nice bounce pass, and Damon Johans finishes. Back and forth we go. Now the Crusaders by 1-8-7. Driver over at the left hash mark with 4:08 left to go in the opening quarter. Up to Anakor. Into the right corner it goes to Sterling Deshaies. Spins, works against Rembecki. Jump stop, lost it on the way up. Ball, though, is retrieved momentarily by Anakor, then knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Jays.
Yeah, early on, like the pace, Kevin. Both teams, good movement on the offensive end, shooting the ball pretty well.
Eight on the board for the Crusaders. Try to catch up my score sheet here. Malcolm Davis with three, Drew Schmidt with three, and two for Damon Johans. Does that sound right? Kevion Pendleton has three in the basketball game for the Jays, and two for Michael Anakor, and two as well for Sterling Deshaies. All right, the Jays try to save it on the baseline on an errant pass, and Driver can't do so, and so taking over after the turnover will be the Crusaders. Earlier today, Blair Oaks over Father Tolton by a score of 70-64. Lady Jays beat the Lady Crusaders by a score of 62-40. Final game of the tournament. And the final game of the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic. Catching, launching, and hitting the three in the corner. Drew Schmidt now has six in the basketball game.
Starting the game really on fire is Drew Schmidt. Kevin and Elias doing a nice job finding him.
Driver on the penetration, then the dish to Anakor. Ball slapped out of his hands. He dives onto the floor to get the loose basketball along with Malcolm Davis. Alternate possession. It will go to the Elias Crusaders. First substitution in the ball game. Cole Heller will check in. For Jefferson City, Michael Anakor will check out with 3:22 left to go in the opening quarter. 11-7, Elias has the lead. High school basketball right here on KWOS. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Bounce pass to Schmidt, tipped out of bounds, knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Kevion Pendleton over here on the right sideline. It stays with Elias. Rembecki slaps at the basketball. Play starts, still has it, and then dumps it out to Malcolm Davis. Right back to Rembecki and a whistle. And it might have been a situation where Rembecki had that back foot on the back line.
That's exactly right, Kevin. Caught it, had the foot out of bounds. Jay's ball.
Bringing it up the floor is Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton will slide to the right side, picked up by Desmond White. Feeds it to Heller on the right sideline, right in front of the Crusader bench. Top of the key, the pass goes to Sterling Deshaies. Slides to the right side, cuts to the left, comes to the foul line, pulls up the dribble, gets it to Stallings. He penetrates, bounce pass Heller right in front of the bucket, shot off the back of the iron, no good. Ball tipped up in the air and controlled by Desmond White. Leads a three-on-three break, feeds it left side to Drew Schmidt. Tried to stop on a diamond pivot. They call in for traveling.
Yep, it was a good call that time. Nice job, Desmond White, on the glass down here for Elias. Got the ball up the floor quickly, and as you mentioned, Drew Schmidt just a little, one extra step.
Inbound again on the sideline. Kobe Sands, who has checked into the basketball game as he replaces Kevion Pendleton for the Jefferson City Jays. Sands now has it on the right sideline. Ball above the head. Feeds it into the right corner to Keith Driver. One time on the floor. Passes it back up to Sands. Sands spins. Moves left with the dribble, feeds it to Sterling Deshaies. Three away and good for Sterling Deshaies. Five of the basketball game for the 6'3 senior.
Like last night, Kevin, Jeff City Jays come out in the first quarter shooting the basketball well.
11-10, one-point lead now for the Crusaders. Davis to Schmidt, bounce pass to the right wing to Damon Johans. Puts it on the floor, goes to the bucket, feeds it back up top. Now they get it to Rembecki. Good look for three in the corner. Pinballs out. Rebound grabbed by Malcolm Davis. His jumper from about six is in and out, no good. Rebound Cole Heller for the Jays. Gets it in the middle of the floor to Sterling Deshay. They'll feed it up to Driver, back up top to Sterling Deshay. Left side, Sands, open, puts it on the floor. Turns around, hands it to the top of the key, and Sterling Deshay now to Keith Driver, who backs out to the right hash mark. Pick set by Heller. He slides right side, feeds it in the corner. Sands catches, drives baseline, throws it in the left corner. Caught by Sterling Deshay. Three is away and good.
Good find that time by Kobe Sands. Nice aggressive drive on the baseline. Little hammer pass that time. Sterling Deshay, two for two is Deshay from the three, Kevin.
He's got 8 points in the basketball game. Jays by two, 13 to 11. Desmond White with the basketball, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Top of the key, comes down the right side of the lane, kicks it in the corner. Rembecki open for three, knocks it down. First points tonight for Joey Rembecki. He had eight against the Blair Oaks Falcons on Monday night, two against Father Tolton on Tuesday afternoon. And he gives the Crusaders a lead back under a minute left to go in the opening quarter at 14-13. Top of the key coming down. Stallings gets around Damon Johans. The runner plays on the front of the iron off the glass. No good. Scraping the boards, getting the rebound is Rembecki back the other way. And traveling is going to be called. Coming up off the dribble, ball got stuck on the hip of Drew Schmidt. And traveling is called on the Crusaders. Jays get another shot at it with 46 seconds left in the opening quarter.
Yeah, tough luck that time for Drew Schmidt. Elias had the numbers, Kevin. Kicked it up the floor. A 3-on-2, possibly 2-on-1 opportunity. Unfortunately, turnover by Schmidt.
Bounce pass to Sterling Deshay. Tried to put it behind his back on the dribble. He was double-teamed. Trey Bexton strips it away. Malcolm Davis was looking to his right as he came down the middle of the floor, and the ball slapped out of his hands from behind. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Jays. Davis didn't see the trailer defending and was looking to his right. The defender coming from behind to the left knocked it out of bounds. It stays, though, with the Crusaders. And Damon Johans has it just left of the circle, puts it on the floor, tried to work against the double team, and the ball slapped out of his hands. Last touched, I believe, by Kobe Sands of the Jays, and so it stays with the Crusaders. 24 seconds left to go in the opening quarter.
Time to put the ball on the floor. These Jeff City Jays are extremely active, Kevin. A lot of deflections, a lot of loose balls.
Malcolm Davis, top of the key, backs out, resets the offense now for the Elias Crusaders with 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter of play. Sands extends the defense. Davis around a pick set by Damon Johans. Tried to feed it off the dribble. Ball deflected away. Here comes Sterling Deshay. Tries to beat the buzzer. Layup at the other end is good. And there's your buzzer. He took an eye at the clock and said, I can beat it. And he took off the other end of the floor, and he gets the layup right before the buzzer. Smart move that time. Sterling Deshay looking to the clock to see what kind of time he had left, whether he had to pull up and shoot a long one or maybe go the distance. And he took off, went the distance, gets the layup. He gets 10 in the opening quarter. With the bucket, the Jays grab back the lead after one. It's Jefferson City 15, Elias 14 in high school basketball on KWOS. Returns after this 1 minute timeout.
When it's time to replenish your landscaping mulch, decorative rock, pool sand, screen topsoil, or driveway rock, your wallet and your back both cringe at the idea of buying and moving multiple bags of the stuff. But both will breathe a sigh of relief when you get it in bulk by the truckload from Capital Sand Company. Delivered anywhere in JC for just $50, saving time, money, and your back. On Facebook and at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
The following ad is brought to you by Denning Pest Control.
You get what you pay for, yes? Not always. Sometimes you get less. Sometimes you actually get more. With Denning Pest Control, you get more. They charge less for the same number of dead pests as the other pest control companies, guaranteed. And Denning has been killing bugs since 1947. So you get more experience for less, too. Don't pay more for less. Pay less for more with
Denning Pest Control. Removing pests for less than the rest. DenningPestControl.com.
This is Jefferson City J Basketball on News Radio KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox after one. Jays have the lead and the basketball. 15-14 in the first quarter. 10 points for Sterling Deshay. Kevion Pendleton had three. The other two belonging to Michael Onikor for Jefferson City. And the Jays now travel on the baseline and they'll give it back to the Crusaders. Four Elias in the opening quarter. Six from Drew Schmidt. three from Joey Rembecki, three from Malcolm Davis, two for Damon Johans. And White, bringing up the floor, took his eye off the middle of the floor while he was looking over, getting instructions from the head basketball coach, and almost turned it over. He did get control of the basketball as the backcourt pressure was closing in on him. Two Jays tried to trap him back there. They got it across the timeline. They got people down low, and then a whistle and a foul called on the floor against the Jays, and it'll go against
Quinn Walker, I believe.
Yep. That's his first team foul, number one on the Jays. Malcolm Davis catches long three, scrapes the front of the iron, goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Jefferson City.
Yeah, we talk about the flow, and both teams are shooting the ball pretty well so far in the first quarter. Elias has had three different players with three-pointers, and how about Sterling Deshay, 10 of Jeff City's 15 points, two of which are from the three-point line.
All right, back the other way. Bounce pass to Sterling Deshay, a reach in, and a foul will be called on, I believe, Drew Schmidt. We'll double check it. We'll look to the board, and it is on Schmidt. That's his first team foul, number one on the Crusaders. It comes with 7:02 left to go in the first half. Back next Thursday from Capital City High School, Cavaliers basketball on KWOS. It's a Central Missouri Activities Conference game as they will meet Columbia Battle. In the lane, a shot put up and in by Cole Heller, and the lead is three now for the Jays at 17-14. Yeah, first nice. 2 points tonight for Heller.
Yeah. Big sophomore for the Jeff City Jays. Got some playing time the other night.
Schmidt circling around from the right wing up to the three-point arc, then drove baseline with a basketball. Whistle contacted, a foul will be called on the Jays. It'll be the second team foul on Jefferson City. That foul will go against the Jays, and we're going to double-check the number. I think Cole Heller picked up the personal. All right, right of the bucket, it is Drew Schmidt inbounding it. He gets it to White at the top of the key, comes down the left side of the lane, off-balance shot off the glass, and good. Nice body control because he lost the dribble on the way up, David, and he finished off
Absolutely.
The glass.
Absolutely, and all that was done with the left hand. His offhand, Kevin, nice play that time by Desmond White.
17-16, Jays by one. Kobe Sands, middle of the floor, feeds it over on the right side, driving to the bucket, shot away and no good. Shot taken by Quinn Walker. The rebound comes to Helias and bringing it up the floor, Schmidt, and there's bumping on the way up, and I think a foul be called on Quinn Walker, and that would be his second in the basketball game. All right, team foul number three on the Jays. Damon Johans checking out of the basketball game. So the five on the floor for Joe Rothweiler's Helias Crusaders. In the backcourt, it's Malcolm Davis along with Desmond White and Drew Schmidt. Up front, it is Trey Bexton along with Joey Rembecki. Nice spin move by Malcolm Davis, low on the block, right of the key, fakes the shot, and they swing it around, open left side, three, in and out, no good. Shot taken by Desmond White. The rebound comes to Sterling Deshay across the timeline, feeds it to Sands on the right sideline. Tried to get it to Heller, deflected away, picked up by White, looks for the break at the other end, layup is good. And the Crusaders lead by one, 18-17 with 5:35 left in the first half. Sands, stutter step dribble across the timeline. Gets it to the right wing, lobs it left sideline to Keith Walker. Walker will launch the three, and it's off the iron. Hits the top of the backboard, comes down into the hands of Joey Rembecki, and Helias will bring it up the floor. Schmidt across the timeline, cross-court feed to White, to Malcolm Davis. Davis fakes the three, puts it on the floor, goes to the bucket, ball on the driving layup, circles the iron, rebound is still loose, and then the ball and the foul will be called inside the paint. Heller hit the floor.
Actually, I believe we got an offensive call, offensive foul heading the other way. Desmond White, I think, with the foul. Nice job that time by Quinn Walker on the drive. Good defensive position, picked up that offensive foul against Desmond White.
Kevion Pendleton has checked back into the basketball game, and he brings it up the floor. Deshaun Webster checks in for the first time for Tony Phillips's ball club. Jefferson City bringing it across the timeline, and Webster's got it on the left side. Three-point arc, puts it on the floor. Bounce pass down to Heller, backs in, jump stop. That's Parker Gourley that's checked into the basketball game. All right, so the five on the floor for the Jays, Kobe Sands along with Deshaun Webster, Sterling Deshay, Kevion Pendleton, and Parker Gourley. Okay. Left of the bucket, inbounding it will be Kevion Pendleton. A bounce pass as they get it up to Sterling Deshay. Pivots, puts it on the floor, works against Rembecki, comes into the paint, whistle, jump stop, and a reach and foul called on the Crusaders.
Yeah, we'll start watching these fouls as they start to mount up for the Crusaders, Kevin. Jeff City already at this point in time, with 4:46 remaining in the second quarter, has played 10 kids. We talked about the rotation and the depth of the Jeff City Jays, and Helias at this point in time has played six.
Jays inbound a tight roping half court was Kobe Sands. Bounce pass to Heller in the right corner. 18-17, Helias has the lead. Kevion Pendleton with a touch and a long three. Pinball's out, no good. Rebound, Trey Bexton. Bexton will bring it up the floor for the Crusaders. Lobs it ahead to Damon Johans. He's got numbers at the other end. Cole Heller tries to stop the shot and will pick up the foul.
Actually, I think that's Gorley, Kevin.
Yep, Gorley. Yep,
and Gorley, nice job. Getting back on defense again. How about Helias? We've seen it all weekend. Pitch ahead. They really like to push the pace. How about Johans leading the pack out in front of everybody? Nice pass, and Gorley may have gotten some ball, but probably got some body as well. Got the crowd excited a little bit, but nonetheless, Johans at the free throw line.
Makes the first two-point lead now for Helias at 19-17 with 4:26 left to go in the first half. Next one, Damon Johans completes both from the foul line. Second one, nothing but net. Four for him in a basketball game. Three-point lead, Sterling Deshay, along with Kevion Pendleton, Deshaun Webster, Parker Gorley, and Kobe Sands, the five on the floor for the Jays. Kevion Pendleton penetrates, then a dish to Parker Gorley, and Gorley going to the bucket, and a charge will be called on Parker Gorley. Position inside by Trey Bexton for the Crusaders.
I'll tell you what, he's made for taking charges, Kevin. Great position that time. Really good pass by Pendleton. Not a bad move by Gorley, but Trey Bexton, nice job on the defensive end, establishing good defense position to pick up that offensive foul.
Five on the floor for Joe Rothweiler's Helias Crusaders. Desmond White along with Malcolm Davis, Damon Johans, Trey Bexton, and Joey Rembecki. White at the top of the key. Continues down the lane in traffic. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Sterling Deshay. Lead pass, Kevion Pendleton with the layup. Good. He stretched out the hand as far as he could to get control of the basketball, and then he finishes. Pendleton has five. 20-19 in favor of Helias. Right sideline pass from Davis to White to Bexton. Left of the circle now with it. Malcolm Davis between the legs on the dribble. Works against Kobe Sands at the wing. Back up top to White. 3.5 left to go in the first half. 20-19, Helias by one. Rembecki to the foul line with the dribble. Back out to Malcolm Davis. Ball fake. Pulls up just inside the foul line. Jumper away. Bang! Counter.
And what a nice move by Davis that time, Kevin. Great shot fake from the three-point line. Defender left his feet. Two dribble pull-up jump shot. Malcolm Davis, nice playing with 5 points here in the first half.
Kevion Pendleton with a bounce pass and a work to the right sideline. That is Sterling Deshay with the left-hand dribble. Tried to penetrate. Good defense to keep him out of the lane by Joey Rembecki. He continues the dribble, and Rembecki now with a reach and fouls. He tried to steal it away off the dribble.
We've got some good matchups, Kevin. If you look on the from the Helias Crusaders, Rembecki is he's got the assignment of Sterling Deshay. They're really getting after it. On the other end of the floor, Sterling Deshay is guarding Desmond White. Kind of looking at some individual matchups, and really fun to watch, and we'll continue to watch that the rest of this game.
On the sideline, Sterling Deshay inbounds it to Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton will work against Malcolm Davis in the man-to-man with 2:50 left to go in the first half. It is Helias by three, 22-19. Catching, shooting, Deshaun Webster. That one off the mark just a little bit. Long rebound picked up by Aaron Stallings. And Stallings, nice between the pair. His driving layup won't go, but he's fouled on the play, and he'll go to the line.
Jeff City, nice job on the glass that time, Kevin. Stallings picks up the loose ball. Aggressive move to the basket. And two free throws.
Second foul on Malcolm Davis, according to the board. Team foul number five on the Crusaders. Stallings sends the first one good. Has a chance to get Jefferson City two within one, but that'll have to come after this timeout. Timeout on the floor with 2:40 left to go in the first half. It is Helias 22, Jefferson City 20. High school basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in life that we check. We check our blood pressure. We check our bank account. We check in with our family and friends. But when's the last time you had someone check your vehicle? Make sure your car is ready for winter by having it checked out by the car doctors at Frosty's Auto Clinic. We'll check your vehicle, including your oil, your antifreeze, battery, defroster, heater, and belts and hoses. Check us out on Veterans Lane in Jefferson City or find Frosty's on Facebook. At Frosty's Auto Clinic, the doctor is in.
Jay's Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. 2:40 left to go in the first half. Hawaii's 22, Jefferson City 20. David?
Yeah, good game so far, Kevin. Both teams playing real aggressive and shooting the ball pretty well so far. And turnover counts are down and very, very evenly matched game. Two teams playing well so far.
Stallings' second foul shot hit the back of the iron and fell off, and the rebound came to Trey Bexton. Hawaii's back the other way. Bexton to White. White at the three-point arc moves to the middle of the floor with the left-hand dribble all the way over to the left sideline in front of Jefferson City's bench. And now comes up to the top of the key where he feeds it to Malcolm Davis on the right sideline. Davis draws a double team. Damon Johans, top of the key, gets the pass to Joey Rembecki now. Rembecki drives baseline, backs in, pivots, can't shoot, goes up top to Bexton. He'll give it to Malcolm Davis. 2:05 left to go in the first half. Two-point lead for Hawaii's. White puts it on the floor, drives against Anakor, shot no good off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Anakor, outlet. Here comes Sterling Deshaies back the other way. Stutter step dribble with the left hand, and the ball knocked out of his hands, goes out of bounds. Here on the left sideline, last touch by Damon Johans.
And nice job that time by Johans. Sterling had kind of a little isolation on the entire left side of the floor, made a couple moves. Johans did a nice job, stayed low, kept his position, kept Sterling Deshaies from getting to the rim.
Webster inbounds it to Deshaies, back to Webster, bounce pass, Kevion Pendleton in the middle of the floor, picked up by Damon Johans. And drawing a double team at the top of the key at the foul line was Michael Anakor. Now he slides over here and gets the pass on the left side. Guarded by Trey Bexton, nice bounce pass down to Stallings in the paint, back to Anakor. He tries to finish, and it rolls the iron off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound after it goes through a couple of people's hands, and then he finds Sterling Deshaies coming down the lane, gets him the pass. Sterling Deshaies finishes, and he's got a dozen in the basketball game. We're tied at 22 with a minute 15 left to go in the first half.
And you know, Kevin, Sterling Deshaies was the recipient of those 2 points, but man, credit on Aquara. Nice job on the offensive glass to find Sterling on a nice cut. Nice play.
Foul at the other end. Michael Anakor for Jefferson City picks up his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Jays. Left of the bucket to pull the trigger is Desmond White. Still has it. Bounce pass down to Damon Johans. Low on the block, right of the key. Whistles a pass back up top to Malcolm Davis. Puts it on the floor to the right wing. Underneath the bucket. Bounce pass into the left corner. It goes to Rembecki. To Trey Bexton. Bexton in a triple team and a whistle and a charge is going to be called. Tried to lean in against the triple team, and the guy he ran over was Sterling Deshaies, who was planted in the paint, and he draws the charge.
Jeff City playing good, solid defense, Kevin.
Nathan Hudnall will check in now for the Jays, replacing Deshaun Webster. A couple of nice minutes from Deshaun Webster.
Absolutely. Kevin, in the second quarter, Jeff City's doing a lot better job closing out on the shooters for Helias, making it more difficult. Helias trying to get the ball off the dribble to the paint, and Jeff City's doing a pretty good job collapsing.
Kevion Pendleton trying to drive into the lane, stumbled, fell to the ground. Traveling is going to be called against Jefferson City. I was more worried that he hurt himself on that one, David. It looked like he landed awkward, but he got back up and seems to be all right. I was worried he was going to twist his ankle on that as he kind of fell awkwardly going in there as he lost his balance on the drive. He'll check out right now with 55 seconds left to go in the first half. Walker back into the basketball game for the Jays. Malcolm Davis will bring it up the floor, hounded defensively by Aaron Stallings. Crossover dribble by Davis, top of the key, feeds it right side to Drew Schmidt. Wants to get it to Damon Johans. The tip as it's bounced into the block, tipped away by Stallings, and then a foul is called on the Crusaders.
Good
tried
post,
that entry
yeah.
bounce pass.
Absolutely. Good post position that time by Anakor. Got around, tipped it loose. I believe he's the one going to the free throw line as well, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Good defensive hustle play that time.
Damon Johans picks up the foul. That's his first in the basketball game. Team foul number 7 on the Crusaders. A 1-1. Michael Anakor sends the first nothing but that he earns the bonus. He's got 3 in the basketball game. Jays have grabbed back the 1-point lead, 23-22. Anakor sends the next one, and it circles the iron. No good. Rebound comes to Damon Johans. Hands it off to Malcolm Davis. He'll bring it up the floor with a half a minute left to go. Pulled it up short of the timeline. Draws a double-team trap. Lobs it across half court. Caught by Rembecki. Rembecki weaves through traffic. Leans. Can't put up the shot. Up to Malcolm Davis. Davis backs away. Resets it with 23 seconds left to go in the first half. Pass to the left hash mark to Desmond White. White being guarded by Stallings. Moves it to the middle of the floor. 13 seconds left to go in the first half. 23-22 Jays. White moves to the left side, continues on the drive. Underneath the bucket, feeds it to the corner. Quick touch pass, Drew Schmidt for three. It's off the back of the iron. Rebound up and no good by Rimbecki. Damon Johans tries to save it on the baseline as the buzzer sounds. And the first half is in the books. At halftime, it's Jefferson City 23, Helias 22 in high school basketball on KWOS. Returns after this 1 minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
The Jays play here on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. It's the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic final day. It's the final game, and at halftime, it's a one-point lead for Jefferson City over Helias, 23-22. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. The Jays outscoring Helias 15-14 in the first quarter. Each team with 8 points in the second quarter. Hardly any fouling in the first quarter. More in the second quarter. And it's a one-point lead right now at the half at 23-22 in favor of Jefferson City. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Great first half offensively for Sterling Deshay as he has 12 of the J 23 points. Five from Kevion Pendleton, Michael Onikor with three, two for Cole Heller, one for Aaron Stallings. Again, Sterling Deshay leads the way with 12. For the Helias Crusaders, Drew Schmidt has six at halftime. Malcolm Davis with five, Damon Johans with four, Desmond White with four, Joey Rimbecki with three. So you take a look at the score sheet for the Crusaders in the first half, and the Jays defense has done a nice job of Malcolm Davis and Desmond White in the first half, David.
We talked in the second quarter about how Jeff City was closing out. First quarter, three different players had threes, most of them were wide open. He made a reference about making sure you know where the shooters are. Talking about the Jeff City Jays defensively, well, I thought they did a much better job in the second quarter. And of course, Helias to play maybe a little differently than they want. Put the ball on the floor, and Jeff City's doing a pretty good job rotating. Got a charge there, I think, Sterling Deshay in the second quarter. And Jay's playing great defense so far, Kevin, in this game.
Here are their final scores in day three of the Holiday Basketball Tournament here at the Fleming Fieldhouse. We opened with the 2:30 contest between the Blair Oaks Falcons and Father Tolton. A ball game won by the Falcons as they defeated Father Tolton 70-64. Luke Northweather with 28 points. Quinn Cushion had 21 to lead Blair Oaks. Second game, Jefferson City against Helias. It was the Lady Jays over the Lady Crusaders by 22, 62-40 was the final score. Hannah Nilges leads the way for the Lady Jays, who had three players in double figures. She had 19 in the basketball game as they win the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational with victories over the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons and the Helias Lady Crusaders. At halftime, the Jays lead by 123-22. Our next broadcast will be on Thursday from Capital City High School, as it will be the Cavaliers taking on Columbia Battle, 7:15 with our pregame show, 7:30 with the play-by-play, as they will continue Central Missouri Activities Conference play. And Columbia Battle, a very good basketball team out of Columbia. The Spartans, very good.
Well, and you know, you think about Capital City, I think one of their losses was to Hickman in a relatively close game. And I think this conference, Central Missouri Athletic Conference, is pretty evenly balanced. Saw what Blair Oaks did at Rock Ridge, which I think surprised all of us. And obviously seeing Blair Oaks play today, played a tremendous game. So pretty good balance. And yes, Battle is. Got some returning players. Be very athletic and be a great test for Capital City next Thursday.
We saw the Cavaliers earlier in the year in the River Region Credit Union shootout over at Capital City High School in a basketball game won by Stratford. But Stratford had a big lead, I think a 22-point lead at the half, and coming back all the way to make it a very close ball game, as it was Stratford ending up with the victory, 74-66.
Stayed at it and continued, as you said. And you talk about Capital City, relentless, young kids, don't have a senior, got some talent. At that time, too, their big kid, Meredith, I believe, was out. Hopefully he'll be back next week, get a chance to see him for the first time this year. But Coach Young's got them really playing hard, really rolling. They've won some games, had some success. Be a big matchup for us next week. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, at halftime of this basketball game, it's the Jefferson City Jays 23, the Hawaii Crusaders 22, and we're back with more after this one-minute timeout.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Jefferson City Jay Basketball on News Radio KWOS.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
Jays Basketball on KWOS.
As we mentioned, this is the second of two basketball games today on KWOS. 2:30 ball game this afternoon. A contest won by the Blair Oaks Falcons as they defeated the Father Tolton Trailblazers by a score of 70-64. Father Tolton outscored Blair Oaks 17-12 in the first quarter. Falcons came back, outscored Father Tolton 17-12 in the second quarter. We were tied at the half at 29. It was a 41-point second half, however, for the Blair Oaks Falcons. They outscored Father Tolton 20-13 in the third quarter to grab the lead of 7 after 3 at 49-42. Father Tolton outscoring Blair Oaks 22-21 in the fourth quarter, but it's the Falcons who win by 6, 70-64 to win two of three games here at the Great Eight Classic. They lost the opening round game to Hawaii 72-61, came back and beat Jefferson City last night by a score of 68-53. Luke Northweather had a very good game, great tournament. He had 28 points this afternoon against Father Tolton. Quinn Cushion chipped in with 21, and the third one in double figures was Jake Closser. Closser with 10 in the basketball game, but two key threes in the third quarter for the Blair Oaks Falcons. One from Bryson Jeffries, the second one from Quinn Cushion, that gave them back the lead, and they never gave it back from that point on.
Kevin, a very impressive performance this afternoon by Blair Oaks. And you mentioned, and we talked about it this afternoon in the broadcast, a lot of that, I think, was triggered by their defense. Their defense led to some quick outlets, some quick passes up the floor. We know Blair Oaks has shooters, got their feet set, and what a week. You mentioned Jeffries. Not only Jeffries, all of their kids, but in particular, a kid we've seen earlier in the year that got a couple minutes, had played football, really didn't have his legs underneath him, but man, he's going to be a factor on that basketball team. And Coach Vick, I guarantee you, it's certainly something he's excited about because he played, he had a tremendous week here in the grade eight.
All right, what's the key for Hawaii in the second half?
You know, I think that, to be honest with you, if Jeff City continue, we've been here before with the Jays. Matter of fact, last night, to be honest with you, shot the ball really well. Helias way underneath their season average with 22 points here in the first half. Can Jeff City sustain their defensive intensity and their defensive effort? They're doing a great job closing out on the three shooters we talked about. Can they keep that up? The other thing, you know, will Coach Joe maybe think about getting the ball inside to Johans, playing through the paint, even with Johans and and Anaquar and some of the other Jeff City. Helias does have an advantage in the post, so they're going to try to maybe play through the post, maybe change some things up as far as movement-wise on the offensive end. But I'm really interested to see if Jeff City can continue to play, especially on the defensive end, as they have so far in this first half. It's been really, really solid.
No one in foul trouble for either basketball team. I think a couple of players have two in the first half. I think Quinn Walker with two, Parker Gourley with two for the Jays, and Malcolm Davis with two for the Helias Crusaders. Again, your top scorers for each basketball team as we head to the second half for the Crusaders. Drew Schmidt has six at halftime to lead them. Sterling Deshaies with a dozen to lead Jefferson City as we start the second half.
And you look at the low scoring total for Helias with Schmidt having six, but all five starters have scored, you know, 4, 5, 3, 4, 6. And so, but we know this Crusader team, Kevin, kind of like what we saw this afternoon with the Blair Oaks. All it takes sometimes is 1-3 to get in that rhythm, get that momentum, and they are a very streaky shooting basketball team, or can be.
Crusaders touch it first to start the second half. We're underway, 23-22 in favor of Jefferson City. Malcolm Davis puts it on the floor, works against Stallings to the baseline, pulls up the dribble, feeds it up top. Schmidt open for three, knocks it down.
That's a good start by the Crusaders, Kevin. Nice offensive possession. Malcolm Davis with a nice drive. Kick out, Drew Smith, wide open three.
Jays throw it away at the other end of the floor now. A turnover on Jefferson City, so back the other way. Here comes the Helias Crusaders. I have Schmidt with nine on three threes. Is that what you have?
I do. Okay. I think you're exactly right.
White across the timeline with a bounce pass to Damon Johans at the right wing. Puts it on the floor, comes in the paint. Nice spin move off the glass. Lays on the front of the iron, no good. Kevion Pendleton with a rebound. Lobs in the front court. Caught by Driver. Works one-on-one, feeds it across the lane to Stallings. Off the glass and good, and he's fouling a chance for a three-point play.
Nice kick up that time by Pendleton. Driver could have forced that shot, but didn't. Waited for his teammate, Stallings, to trail down the left side of the floor. Nice pass. Three-point opportunity here for the Jeff City Jays.
Rembecki picks up his second foul of the basketball game and completing the three-point play with the foul shot. Stallings now has four in the basketball game. Jays up by one now, 26-25. White against a double team. Dribbles through it. Feeds it in the corner to Rembecki. Nice feed to Johans right in front of the bucket. Shot up. No. Give it a whistle and a foul. Anaquar or Pendleton, I believe, on the foul.
I think they called that on Anaquar. Looked like a pretty clean block. Must have been some body involved there, Kevin.
Anaquar picks up his second. First team foul in the half on the Jays, and tying it up with the first foul shot is Damon Johans. 26 all. He's got five in the basketball game with 7:06 left in the third. Next one is away, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Stallings gets the rebound. Quick kick out to Pendleton, who races into the front court. Feeds it to Driver. Three is quickly away and nothing but net. And so Driver gets his first points in the ball game.
Yeah, nice penetration by Pendleton that time. Driver wide open.
29-26 Jefferson City. Right sideline, Rembecki puts it on the floor with the left hand. Cross court pass. White catches. Three away. Good. He answers. Desmond White with his first trifecta tonight. He's got seven in the basketball game, tied at 29. Across the timeline to the left hash mark on the dribble, Sterling Deshaies. Left sideline pass to Keith Driver. Bounce pass down to Anaquar. He leans, pivots, can't shoot, goes up to Pendleton. They move it right side to Aaron Stallings. Spins and backside pressure. Rembecki steals it away. Outlet pass to White, one-on-one against Pendleton. Off the glass, lays on the iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Sterling Deshaies, and he starts back the other way. Feeds it to Driver in the corner, catches three. Three away, it's off the front of the iron. Damon Johans with the rebound. One hands a pass out to White. He leads two on two, puts on the brakes and comes back out to the three-point arc. Had Drew Schmidt on the right side. Didn't have the numbers he wanted, brings it out, resets the offense. 5:55 left to go in the third quarter. Tied at 29, bounce pass to the foul line, extended left side to Damon Johans. One time on the floor, feeds it behind him to White, then sets the pick for White. Crossover dribble, backs out to the three-point arc. Bounce pass to Damon Johans on the left sideline. Picked up by Stallings. Lobs it, works it right side, top of the key. Now to White. White with the left-hand dribble, feeds it left side to Malcolm Davis to Damon Johans. Whistles a high pass, brought down by Schmidt in the right corner. Lobs it up top to White. White puts it on the floor, comes down the lane. Underhand feed to Damon Johans. Reverse layup is good.
Good ball movement, good possession that time by the Crusaders, Kevin. Talked at halftime, thought maybe they go inside. Ball went inside two different times. Johans in that possession.
Damon Johans with seven in the basketball game. Kevion Pendleton feeds it over right side. Aaron Stallings launches a three, a little bit long and no good. Rebound is grabbed underneath by Damon Johans. He'll bring it all the way across the timeline to the foul line. Ball slapped out of his hands by Pendleton. Picked up by Deshaies to Pendleton. Pendleton with the layup and it's good. Kevion Pendleton with the steal. Sterling Deshae picked up the loose basketball, got it right back into the hands of Pendleton, who finishes with the layup at the other end. Kevion Pendleton now with 7 in the basketball game with 4:50 left to go in the third. We're tied again, this time at 31. Elias inbounds in the backcourt. Malcolm Davis brings it across the timeline. Puts it on the floor, comes in the lane, stripped from the basketball. On the floor, Onakor gets the loose basketball. Went inside, drew a quick double team. Onakor along with Stallings. They strip it away from him. Stallings, quick pass to Kevion Pendleton. Puts it on the floor, drives. The floater's away, rolls the rim, no good. Onakor along with Pendleton, fight to get the rebound. Pendleton finally comes away with it. And I think a reach-in foul then called on Drew Schmidt for the Crusaders.
Jay's doing a nice job on the offensive glass, Kevin, that time. Both Onakor and Pendleton were right there for that offensive rebound. Pendleton, I think, came away with it. Jay's ball out of bounds under.
Schmidt's second foul in the basketball game. They inbound it, catching his driver. Three is high off the backboard, no good. Rebound, after it's deflected off the glass, comes to the Crusaders. Back to the way, Malcolm Davis goes to White, right hash mark, dribbles to the top of the key, back to Malcolm Davis, leans, dumps it down to Damon Johans, works against Onakor, backs in, spins right, spins left, can't shoot, goes to Davis in the right corner with his pass. Davis at the right wing, cross court feed to Rimbecki, has an open look at three, pinballs out, rebound tip, controlled by Onakor, quick outlet pass, Sterling Deshae with the numbers, Keith Driver gets the bounce pass, gets the layup.
Nice, beautiful break that time by the Gif City Jays, nice pass, Sterling Deshae.
Driver with 5 at a basketball game. Jays by 2, 33-31. They feed it in the corner to Malcolm Davis. Davis is watched by Sterling Deshae, drives baseline, throws it right in front of the bucket. Rembecki's first shot was blocked by Sterling Deshae, got the loose basketball, put the second one in.
Stuck with it. Nice play.
Rembecki with 5, tied at 33. Sterling Deshae hands it off to Aaron Stallings, to Driver, back up top to Pendleton with 3:20 left to go in the third, tied at 33. Pendleton backs out to the hash mark of the right side. Picked up defensively by White of the Crusaders. Gets it to Stallings on the right sideline. Back up top to Sterling Deshae. Puts it on the floor. Comes down the left side of the lane. Leans, banks, hits. First points in the third quarter for Sterling Deshae. 14 in the basketball game. Back to a 2-point lead for Jefferson City. At 35-33, Schmidt in the right corner with a basketball. Bounce pass down to Johans. Works against Onakor. Gets around Onakor. Off the glass and good. Damon Johans has 9. Working well in the paint. Yep. Damon Johans.
Yep. Good second half this time so far for Damon Johans. Getting that basketball. And again, credit Elias. A lot of pressure. Good defense by the Jays on the perimeter. Elias choosing to go inside.
Traveling is going to be the call on the Jays on Sterling Deshae, I believe, over on the left sideline. We keep going back and forth. Somebody gets a 2-point lead. Next possession, the other team ties it up. We're tied again, this time at 35 with 2:38 left to go in the third. Quinn Walker has checked back into the basketball game along with Cole Heller. Michael Onakor checks out along with Keith Driver for Jefferson City. Again, the Jays will play 10, 11 players.
Yep.
Basically 6 so far in the basketball game for the Crusaders. They dump it down. Damon Johans gets the lead pass, turns and banks it home. Jays don't have an answer right now in the paint against Damon Johans. He's got 11, Elias by 2, 37-35. Walker dumps it in the paint to Heller. Lost the handle, got it back just in time. Defeated in the left corner to Stallings. Back up to Kevion Pendleton. The floater in the lane on the drive. Off the iron, no good. Heller gets the rebound. Turnaround is no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Joey Rembecki. She fights for the loose board with Kevion Pendleton. It'll stay with the Jays. Quickly to the scorers table. That is Nathan Hudnall. He checks in. Aaron Stallings checks out with 2:03 left to go in the third for the Jays. Walker for Jefferson City to pull the trigger right into the bucket. Gets it in, caught by Hudnall, puts it on the floor, just inside the foul line. Ball fake, gets it out. Quinn Walker's three, partially blocked, whistle and a foul. Damon Johans came out to contest the three. They say he got part of the body of Quinn Walker. And so that'll be the second foul in the basketball game on Damon Johans, and that will give 3 opportunities at the foul line for Quinn Walker. Walker, a senior at 6'1", and he's at the line, spins the basketball in his hands. The first of 3 is on the way and good.
Well, Kevin, these Jeff City Jays have done a really nice job on the offensive end this second half, getting a lot of loose balls, doing a good job rebounding.
Next one on the way, in and out, no good. So Walker looks to tie it once again at 37 with this last of 3 foul shots. Under 2 left to go in the third, a minute 58 left to go in the basketball game in the third quarter. Walker in and out, sat on the back of the iron, came off, and the rebound to Damon Johans. Across the timeline with it is White, whistle, and a foul called on Quinn Walker, I believe, trying to impede the dribble drive on the right sideline. And Walker, I believe, picked up his third right there.
Yep. Jeff City trying to trap, I think, after that free throw. We'll half court trap. We'll see if they still stick with it.
Get it into Malcolm Davis on the baseline right side. Lobs it up, caught by White. White puts it on the floor, works against Walker. Comes to the top of the key, comes down the lane in traffic, off balance shot, partially blocked on the way up. Ball loose in the paint, in and out of the hands of White, and stripped away and grabbed by Quinn Walker. And Jefferson City off the steal comes back with a minute and a half left to go in the third. Kevion Pendleton walks it across the timeline. Will slide over to the right hash mark with a minute 25 left to go in the third. 37-36, Elias by one. Walker puts it on the floor, gets around Damon Johans, goes to the bucket off the glass and good.
Nice move that time, Quinn Walker. Quinn Walker with some solid minutes here, Kevin.
Three in the basketball game for him. Jays by one, 38-37. Top of the key, Malcolm Davis comes down the left side of the lane, off the glass and good. Finishes off the glass on the drive, and Malcolm Davis has seven. And a timeout taken on the floor. Back and forth we go. Tie, 1-point lead to maybe two either way. And right now, Helias with the basket by Malcolm Davis leads by one with 103 left to go in the third. It is Helias 39, Jefferson City 38. And high school basketball on KWOS returns in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Glenn with Central Missouri Power Wash. When your gutters clog up, water spills over, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you realize that the leakage can potentially cause foundation and mold problems for your home. The gutter cleanout service from Central Missouri Power Wash can help prevent this issue. Let us fix it so you don't have to. Check us out at CentralMoPW.com.
Who cleans it so you don't have to?
Central Missouri Power Wash.
The Jays play here on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Final day of the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Back and forth we've gone throughout this basketball game. Neither team has had a very big lead, and it keeps changing hands as far as the lead is concerned.
Yeah, it's been a very entertaining game. Very well-played game, Kevin. Both teams are shooting the ball well. Observation, it looks like Elias is really having a hard time. Looks like Elias offensively is really struggling. When I say struggling, it looks like everything is difficult. Every drive to the basket, you mentioned several times, double teams, a lot of active hands and traps by the Jeff City Jays, and it's really not a very clean game from a Elias Crusader standpoint. A lot of the open shots they got earlier, they're just really hard to come by, and I think you got to give Jeff City all the credit in the world because of their defensive intensity and the way they've played through three quarters.
After the timeout, Trey Bexton checked in for Helias. Kobe Sands checking in for the Jays, and it's Kobe Sands with the drive and the underhanded shot off the glass and good. With the drive and the bucket, Kobe Sands has two in the basketball game, and now a turnover on the Crusaders in the backcourt. And the Jays get it back with 43 seconds left to go in the third.
After that timeout, Coach Tony Phillips and his staff.
He's going to bring in Keith Driver, yep. Kevion Pendleton, and Michael Onikor.
Kevin hit Elias Crusaders with some aggressive full court pressure. Got the 5-second count. Nice coaching. Nice job.
Inbounding it to Sterling Deshaies at the right wing. Bounce pass in the paint to Michael Onikor. Pivots back up top. Keith Driver three. This one a little bit short. Goes out of bounds. It will go back to Helias with 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Again, some full court pressure by the Jays. Joey Rembecki to pull the trigger. To inbound it, gets it in the middle of the floor to Damon Johans. Right side, his pass goes to Malcolm Davis, who brings it across half court, lobs it left side. Rembecki, quick touch pass on the left sideline to White, top of the floor. Between the circles with it, Malcolm Davis with 22 seconds left to go in the third. 40-39, Jefferson City by one. Rembecki on the right sideline, puts it on the floor. They eye the clock, 13 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Helias has the basketball, the Jays have the lead. Right hash mark with it, Malcolm Davis, pick set by Damon Johans. Davis pulls up the dribble, feeds it to White. White loses it. Damon Johans has it, puts it up with the buzzer, and he makes it. Ball got loose. Damon Johans picked it up. The floater away at the buzzer goes down. He's got 13 points in the basketball game. The final 2 points in the quarter belong to the Crusaders, and with those 2 points, they've grabbed back the lead by one. After three, it is Helias 41, Jefferson City 40 at high school basketball, and KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. at Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Jefferson City J Basketball on News Radio KWOS.
With the bucket at the buzzer, Damon Johans leads the Crusaders in scoring tonight. He has 14 points. Sterling Deshay with 13 to lead the Jefferson City Jays in the third quarter. Helias outscored the Jays 19-17, David.
Both teams shot the ball pretty well. Again, nothing easy for Helias. I think they kind of figured out. We talked about it at halftime, getting the ball in the post. A lot of times when that happens, it loosens things up on the perimeter. And again, great game so far, Kevin.
Keith Drivers, the Jays touch it first in the fourth quarter, gets it to the top of the key. Sterling Deshay knifes in traffic, whistles. He puts up the shot, and the foul will be called. That'll be team foul number four, I believe, on Helias. And in the act of shooting at the line will be Sterling Deshay. Trey Bexton picks up the foul, his second. First one is no good. Circles the iron, spits out the back right side for Sterling Deshay. With this one, he can tie it at 41 with 7:45 left to go in regulation. Eisen sends it on the way, and it's good. 15 for Deshay. We're tied at 41. Full court press. Johans gets it in on the left sideline. It's White that'll bring it up the floor. Picked up by Sands. Bounce pass across half court to Malcolm Davis. Gets it to Schmidt. Now they'll move it around left side. Baseline down to Damon Johans. Backs in. Spins right. Bounce pass through the key to Schmidt. Back up top. It goes to Malcolm Davis. Pick set there by Damon Johans. Davis slides left side. Pulls up. Three is away. No good off the iron. Rebound grab by Michael Onikwar. Here come the Jays. Kevion Pendleton across the timeline. Puts on the brakes, top of the key. Now he continues with the drive off the glass, and it sits on the iron. No good, but I think a charge is going to be called against Kevion Pendleton. Bexton
at
position. Pendleton picks up the charge.
Tell you what, that's two so far in this game. We had him with a couple against South Iron earlier in the year. Plays like that will earn you playing time, Kevin Kelly. Nice job. Not only that, next time that guard comes in there, you know, sometimes it puts something in other players' heads, too, about driving to the lane when people are sitting there to take that charge. So, great play.
Back to action. Backcourt pressure, and Helias breaks it, gets numbers at the other end. Malcolm Davis with a pass to Damon Johans, and a whistle and a foul on the floor will be called against the Jays in the paint. And that might be a quick second foul on Kevion Pendleton. It is. Two in the ball game for him. Team foul number four on the Jays. They inbound at Malcolm Davis for the Crusaders. Gets it into Damon Johans. Jump hook away. Rolls the iron. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Sterling Deshay. Outlet. Here comes Keith Driver weaving through traffic. Top of the key. Feeds it to Kobe Sands. Sands on the baseline. Underneath the basket. Gets pinched. Steps out of bounds. And Helias gets it back. Sealed it on the baseline. No place for Sands to go and stay in play on the dribble. And stepped out of bounds. And he will check out. Quinn Walker checking back in for Tony Phillips's Jefferson City Jays. Still tied at 41 with 6:45 left to go in the basketball game. Lobbing it cross court, caught by Rimbecki, top of the key, feeds it right side, Schmidt, whistle, and a charge as he released the ball. I think Rimbecki's going to get called for a charge as he threw it over to the far side of the court.
Quinn Walker took it that time, Kevin. Walker came in for Sands on last dead ball.
Third foul in the basketball game on Joey Rimbecki. Team foul number five on Helias. 6:35 left to go in the ballgame. Tied at 41. Across the timeline, Kevion Pendleton with a bounce pass to Sterling Deshay. Back to Kevion Pendleton. Leans now, will shoot it, and it's good.
A tough shot.
Lean through the double team as they gave him a little bit of space. And the jumper's down. Nine for Kevion Pendleton. Jays by two, 43-41. At the hash mark. Right side of the floor, Drew Schmidt dumps it down to Damon Johans, deflected away, and he tracks it down. Good hustle that time by Damon Johans. Here comes Malcolm Davis in the lane, inside the foul line, jumper away and good. Malcolm Davis has nine. 6 minutes even left to go, tied at 43. Bounce pass from Driver to Sterling Deshay. Puts it on the floor, works against Rimbecki on the left side. Comes to the sideline, bounce pass down on the baseline. Onikwar gets around two, whistle and a foul call on the floor. It'll go against the Crusaders. It'll be team foul number 6 on Helias. Third foul tonight on Drew Schmidt. Left of the bucket. Pendleton to pull the trigger. Tied at 43. Gets it in the corner to Sterling Deshaies. Hands it off behind him. With it, Walker underneath the bucket. Kevion Pendleton tried a reverse layup. Got stuck underneath, but he forced it up and forced the issue as far as the defense was concerned. Somebody got a hand on it.
Yep.
And a foul will be called, and it'll be Damon Johans picking up his third. Rembecki has 3. Schmidt has 3. And now Damon Johans with 3 for the Helias Crusaders.
You know, nice job that time by Pendleton. Really, really good job. A couple ball fakes, got Johans off his feet, and got to the free throw line.
First one in and out, no good by Kevion Pendleton. Stays 43-all.
Let's talk about Jeff City. He's doing a nice job getting to the free throw line, Kevin. They're going to be able to set up that full court press. Really hasn't turned Helias over at this point in time, but still making Helias really work for everything.
Next one is good. In the basketball game, that is point number 10 for Kevion Pendleton. 44-43, a one-point lead now for the Jefferson City Jays. They get it across the timeline, the Crusaders do, and on the right sideline with the Damon Johans. Johans puts it on the floor underneath the basket, feeds it in the left corner to White, up top to Malcolm Davis, comes to the left wing. Now to Damon Johans, right at the three-point arc, crossover dribble, works against Sterling Deshaies, backs in, whistle, block foul called. As Sterling Deshaies could not get set in time on the dribble drive by Damon Johans.
You know who's been really quiet this half is Desmond White, Kevin. You give Jeff City some credit. Jeff City's done a really nice job defensively on White, kind of taking a lot of his penetration away.
Bounce pass from White to Damon Johans, leans and draws a foul, and he'll go to the line. Nice bounce pass on the inbounds play. Damon Johans angle that body underneath the basket to try to get off a shot. Michael Onokor picks up his third.
And somebody who has not been quiet is Damon Johans. What a second half he's had. And again, with all the pressure Jeff City is really presenting on the perimeter defensively, Elias has done a good job. And tell you what, Mr. Johans has responded here in the second half.
He sends the next one. It's good. He's got 15 in the basketball game. He had 12 yesterday against Father Tolton. His two foul shots give Helias the one-point lead at 45-44. With the basketball, Keith Driver on the right sideline. Works against the double team. Bounce pass to Parker Gourley. Top of the key to Sterling Deshaies. Turns, hands it off to Driver with 4:55 left to go in the basketball game. Walker to Parker Gourley. Pivots at the foul line. Feeds it out to Stallings. Stallings gives way to Sterling Deshaies between the circle and he puts it on the floor, comes inside the foul line, back out Parker Gourley, jumper away, and it's no good. And the rebound comes to Damon Johans. To White across the timeline, now to Davis in the middle of the floor. 4.5 left to go in the basketball game. Helias by 1, 45-44. High school basketball from the Fleming Fieldhouse. Final day of the Joe Mockins Grade A Classic on KWOS. And top of the key, putting the ball on the floor, driving strong to the basket, getting it off the window to drop. Damon Johans has 17, and it's Helias by 3. Driver, bounce pass. Parker Gourley back to the basket at the foul line. Comes out to the three-point arc. Gives way to Quinn Walker. Walker, crossover dribble, comes to the wing, whistle, and a timeout taken with 3:58 left to go in the basketball game. I believe the timeout taken by Jefferson City with 3:58 left to go in the basketball game. It's Helias 47, Jefferson City 44, and high school basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
We've all had our fair share of surprises, but when the world stayed apart, the community came together, empowered to move forward. We encourage you to reflect on all your blessings and each and every moment that makes Christmas the most joyous time of year. We hope your holiday season is full of cherished memories, ones that will last a lifetime. From everyone at MidAmerica Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
MidAmerica Bank.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
Jays Basketball on KWOS.
Damon Johans with 17 points to lead the Helias Crusaders tonight. Sterling Deshaies with 15 to lead the Jays. 3:58 left to go in the basketball game. Helias by 3, 47-44. Jays have the basketball. They inbound it. Stallings top of the key on the drive in the paint. Kicks it out. Right wing jumper by Sterling Deshaies off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Helias and Desmond White. Quickly in the front court, Malcolm Davis splits a pair of defenders, kicks it in the corner to Rembecki. Now left side of the circle, they get a pass to White, a little bit long from three-point land. Through the hands of a Jay, picked up by Damon Johans, and I think hurt on the play was Aaron Stallings. Stallings came down with the rebound and then fell to the floor. Ball came loose. Damon Johans got it, laid it up and in. He's got 19, and Aaron Stallings is slow in getting up, and now will head over to the sidelines, hobbling just a bit, favoring that right ankle a bit.
Okay, I didn't see what happened, Kevin. It was kind of a bang-bang play. All I know is Johans came up wide open with the ball and had a wide-open, uncontested layup, and tough break for the Jeff City Jays. The Crusaders up 5 with 3.5 to go.
49-44 Helias, 3:23 left to go in the basketball game. Kevion Pendleton works against Malcolm Davis, gets it to Driver, back to Pendleton. Nice between a pair, whistle and a foul called. Slap on the drive, and the Crusaders will pick up the foul. I think this might be on Malcolm Davis.
Yep, and Kevin, I just made a note here in the fourth quarter. Talk about some of Jeff City's offensive woes.
Ooh, that's on Damon Johans. That's 4.
Oh, my. That's a bigger play than I thought. Jeff City's been able to get to the free throw line, Kevin, to kind of slow things down. More importantly, it's allowed them to set up their press. And again, we'll see that full court pressure again. Elias has handled it up to this point in time. Certainly, it's 3:15 to go. Something we'll keep an eye on.
Kevion Pendleton, front end of the 1-1 is good. Earns the bonus. Eisen sends the next one on the way. Long off the back of the rim. Ball tipped up in the air, and Rembecki lost it, and it goes to the Jays. Rembecki, it went off of his hand, and he tried to stretch to keep it in play, but a Jay had gotten between him and the baseline, so he couldn't control it, and it went out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by the Crusaders, so it stays with the Jays. And Sterling Deshaies, crossover dribble in the paint, kicks it out to Driver. Driver, bounce pass down low. Onakor finishes off the glass. Nice bounce pass by Driver. Good finish by Onakor. Michael Onakor has 5, and it's a 2-point ball game. Across the timeline, 49-47, and as soon as they cross half court, Helias calls a timeout. 2:52 left to go in the basketball game. It is Helias 49, Jefferson City 47. High school basketball right here at the Fleming Fieldhouse, and we're back with more in 30 seconds.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Jays play here on KWOS.
All right, it's a 2-point lead for the Helias Crusaders over the Jefferson City Jays here in the fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Helias, when we return to action, will have the basketball. Team foul situation is this. Helias has 18 fouls. The Jays have 6, so next foul will put Helias at the line on the 1-1. Already to the line on the 1-1 was Jefferson City, and Pendleton was up there the last time that they made it to the line and made 1 of 2 for the Jays. In fact, he's got 11 points in the basketball game for the Jays, 1 of 2 in double figures for Jefferson City. The other one, Sterling Deshaies with 15, 19 for Damon Johans, the only one in double figures for the Crusaders. And David, right now with 2:48 left to go in the basketball game, Damon Johans out there, and he plays with 4 fouls.
I think you have to at this point in time, Kevin.
Rembecki, crossover dribble, backs in, feeds it back out to Damon Johans. Picked up by Michael Onakor, puts it on the floor. He'll slide over to the middle of the floor where he hands it off to Malcolm Davis. Almost trying for the steal was Keith Driver to tip it away. But Davis got control, has it at the hash mark, gets around. Driver comes to the left wing, pull-up jumpers away, and good.
What a big shot by Malcolm Davis, Kevin.
11 in the ball bucket. Game for Davis.
Big time bucket.
Quinn Walker, bullet pass in the paint. 5-foot jumper right in front of the bucket. Good by Michael Onakor. Assist from Walker. 51-49 in favor of Helias. 2 minutes left to go in the basketball game. Bounce pass. Damon Johans to the left wing. Dumps it down to Rembecki. Right in front of the bucket. He hands it to Malcolm Davis. Malcolm Davis with a one-hand jumper. Good 13 for him. Now a steal on a deflected pass. Here come the Crusaders back. Malcolm Davis puts on the brakes. He's got 13 now in the basketball game. 4-point lead, pass on the sideline, intended for Johans, tipped out of bounds by Michael Onakor, stops the clock with 1:43 left to go in the ball game, and the Crusaders leading by 4, 53-49.
Jeff City's got to get a stop, Kevin. Huge defensive possession for the Jays.
Malcolm Davis, bounce pass in to White with a basketball. Kobe Sands picks up the defense. Middle of the floor, White will dribble the basketball. Eyes the clock with 1:33 left to go. Comes to the left hash mark. Kobe Sands gives him a little space and now will come up closer. Pick set by Damon Johans. White goes left side now, who come back out to the left hash mark. Picked up by Michael Onakor. Rembecki dumps it down to Damon Johans. Pass was high, tipped it went out of bounds, but Rembecki with the lead pass, and as Johans posted up, he got pushed from behind, and a foul will be called on the Jays. And that's the first in the basketball game on Kobe Sands.
That's a good heads-up play by the Crusaders that time. Earlier in that possession, Johans came out for a ball screen on Malcolm Davis, and Jeff City switched. So because of that, Kobe Sands at about 5'10" was guarding Johans in the paint. Good awareness of getting him the basketball.
He makes them both from the foul line. Great night tonight for the 6'4 senior. He's got 21 points. It's a 6-point lead for Hawaii's right now with 1:15 left to go in the ballgame at 55-49. Michael Onakor, bounce pass to Sterling Deshay, whistle and a foul on a hold just inside the paint as Sterling Deshay got the bounce pass from Michael Onakor. Team foul 9 on the Crusaders. It's a shooting foul, I believe, and he'll have 2. Will Sterling Deshay, and it stops the clock with 1:10 left to go in the ballgame.
It's a good drive, and most important thing, get the clock stopped here, Kevin, as you mentioned, and get these free throws down, and Jeff City's got a chance to, again, extend that full court pressure.
Actually, they called that on the floor, so it was a 1-1. Sterling Deshay made the first. He's got 16 tonight. Eisen sends the next one on the way, and it's good as well. 17 in the ballgame for Sterling Deshay. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. With 1:10 left to go in the basketball game, Helias 55, Jefferson City 51. And you take a look at the foul situation now. 9 team fouls for Helias, 7 for Jefferson City. Damon Johans with 4 fouls out on the floor for the Crusaders. Have a couple of other players with 3. When you take a look at it from the standpoint of Jefferson City, I have Michael Onakor with 3, but no one else. And really, 3 at this late juncture of the game really isn't in foul trouble. I mean, Walker has 3 as well, but 4 is the key number as far as fouls this late in the basketball game is concerned, and the only one that I have on my sheet with 4, and that is Damon Johans. Now I look over here to my left. Damon Johans has 4, and it says on the board Joey Rembecki has 4 as well, David, so we'll make that change. Rembecki plays with 4.
Yeah, and all that. Deshay gets his free throw. It's a one-possession game. I don't anticipate Jeff City fouling. Certainly they're going to set up the full-court press. Comes back down here getting a stop. On the offensive end, Elias take care of the basketball versus the pressure. I suspect they'll go to the same thing. Maybe pick-and-roll action, see if Jeff City's going to switch, try to see if they can get a mismatch and look to get the ball to Johans down low.
Jays led by 1 after 1, by 1 at the half. It was a 1-point lead for Elias after 3 at 41-40. All right, against the press, they lob it, get it across the timeline to Schmidt. Lobs it in the middle of the floor, caught there by Malcolm Davis. Puts it on the floor, works against Kevion Pendleton. Under 1 minute left to go in the basketball game. 55-51, Helias has the lead. They've got the basketball. Right hash mark with it, Malcolm Davis. Extending the defense, the Jays. Davis pulls it up, passes middle of the floor to Damon Johans. Pivots, dumps it over on the left side, caught by Drew Schmidt. Schmidt comes out to the hash mark, gives it to Malcolm Davis, and Davis then, actually before the foul, a timeout taken by Helias with 41 seconds left to go in the basketball game.
Good timeout by Joe. Davis was kind of in no man's land there. We always talk about one of the worst places you can pick up the ball versus a trapping or pressing team is in one of the four corners, in which he did. Also, it's going to allow Coach Phillips to go ahead. They were playing straight man, trapping up high. Now you're going to see some scrambling, some aggressive trapping defense by the Jeff City Jays. I suspect they'll try to get a foul down 4, or try to get a steal, I should say, down 4. If not, probably have to have a foul here pretty quick, Kevin. Get the Crusaders on the line. See if they can get a missed free throw and retain possession.
Both teams break their huddles, head out onto the hardwood floor. Helias will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. over on the far side with 41 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Hawaii's leading 55-51. Malcolm Davis to pull the trigger. Gets it in to Damon Johans. Johans pivots with a basketball, puts it on the floor. Bounce pass across to Rembecki, back up top to White. White draws a double team, feeds it down in the corner. Caught by Malcolm Davis. Davis weaves through traffic, kicks it back up top to White. Clock continues to run, 23 seconds left to go in the basketball game. White to Malcolm Davis. Davis now is fouled by Kevion Pendleton with 20 seconds left to go. Helias did a nice job of playing keep away with the basketball, and the Jays weren't able to track him down and foul him. They finally are able to foul Malcolm Davis with 20 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Third foul on Kevion Pendleton. 4-point lead right now for Helias. A 1-1 for Davis. The front end is good. He earns the bonus. 14 points now in the basketball game for Malcolm Davis. It's been a 9-point second half for him. Has one more, has a chance to become a 15-point scorer tonight, and he does. And the lead is 6 at 57-51. Pendleton quickly back the other way. Coast to coast. The driving layup off the glass is good. Pendleton took off with a basketball down the left side. Went down the key into the lane off the glass and good. The Jays quickly call a timeout with 14 seconds left to go in the basketball game.
Yep.
And it is 57-54. Helias with the 4-point lead. As we mentioned, this is the final day of the holiday basketball tournament here at the Fleming Fieldhouse this year. Both the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic and the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational basketball games were played here at the Fleming Fieldhouse. This is the final and the third game of the day. To start it off, Blair Oaks beat Father Tolton 70-64. A 28-point performance by Luke Northweather. Quinn Cushion had 21 as the Falcons win 2 out of 3 in the tournament. Then it was the Lady Jays over the Lady Crusaders here this afternoon. 62-40, the final score. Leading score for the Lady Jays was Hannah Nilges with 19. Inbounding it now against the full court press. And it's Malcolm Davis, whistle and a foul. Trying to pinch and steal on the double team trap with Sterling Deshay along with Kevion Pendleton. And a reach in foul called on the Jays with 11 seconds left to go. Ninth team foul on the Jays. Will walk to the other end of the floor and Malcolm Davis to the line once again for Helias.
Yeah, if you're a Seder fan, you got the right guy at the free throw line. That out of bounds set versus the full court pressure was designed to get Malcolm Davis and or Desmond White the basketball on the inbound pass. Good execution by the Crusaders. I think they got the right guy at the free throw line.
Davis, front end of the 1-1 is on the way. It's good.
Good. I didn't jinx him. You know, usually when I say that, Kevin, I jinx him. So Malcolm Davis is too good of a shooter.
5-point lead for Helias, 58-53. Spins the basketball in his hands. It's on the way, and it's good. 17 for Malcolm Davis. Kevion Pendleton quickly across the timeline with 9 seconds left to go. Tried to go to the basket with it. Lost it on the handle. Picked up 3 in the corners away and no good. Rebound by Helias. 1 second left to go. Davis across the timeline. Buzzer sounds. The basketball game is over, and it's a 6-point win tonight for the Helias Crusaders as they defeat the Jefferson City Jays. Your final score, Helias 59, Jefferson City 53. High school basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously, the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
This is Jefferson City J Basketball on News Radio KWOS.
All right, welcome back. The Helias Crusaders have just defeated the Jefferson City Jays in the final game of the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic at the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox, 59-53, your final score. Jefferson City led by 1 after the first quarter. 15-14, each team with 8 points in the second quarter. The lead still 1 at the half for the Jays at 23-22. Helias outscored Jefferson City 19-17 in the third quarter. The lead 1 after 3 for Helias at 41-40. And then Helias outscored Jefferson City 18-13 in the fourth quarter. to win the ball game by 6, 59-53. Individual scoring, first of all, for the Crusaders. They get 21 points tonight from Damon Johans, one of two players in double figures tonight for Joe Rothweiler's ball club. 17 tonight for Malcolm Davis. He gets 9 from Drew Schmidt. Desmond White with 7 in the basketball game. Joey Rembecki with 5. So all 5 starters score in the basketball game for the Crusaders. Damon Johans leads the way with 21. Malcolm Davis adds 17 for the Jefferson City Jays. They had 2 in double figures tonight. Leading the way, Sterling Deshay. He finishes with 17 points in the basketball game. Kevion Pendleton in double figures with 13 tonight. Michael Onakor finishes the basketball game with 7. Keith Driver had 5. Aaron Stallings with 4. Quinn Walker had 3. Kobe Sands with 2. Cole Heller with 2. It's a final score of 59-53 in favor of Helias over the Jefferson City Jays. And we're back to wrap up our broadcast and the tournament after this 30-second timeout.
This year has been anything but usual. We've all had our fair share of surprises. But when the world stayed apart, the community came together, empowered to move forward. We encourage you to reflect on all your blessings and each and every moment that makes Christmas the most joyous time of year. We hope your holiday season is full of cherished memories, ones that will last a lifetime. From everyone at MidAmerica Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
MidAmerica Bank.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
Jays Basketball on KWOS.
6-point win for the Crusaders over the Jays, 59-53. Is your final score. Some final thoughts from David Fox, not only on this game. We'll talk about this game first, then get your final thoughts on the whole tournament in general.
I think this is exactly what Jeff City Helias rivalry is about, Kevin. Hard-fought game. Both teams played really hard. Kevin, I think you could tell it was their third game in 3 days. You know, they were sloppy at some times, but defensively, I think both teams played very well, and congratulations certainly to the Crusaders. Jeff City played much better tonight than they have. You know, in some of their previous games, I think they have a lot of positives they can take from this. And I think we said earlier, this is just one of 3 or possibly even 4 matchups between these two teams now that they're in the same district.
Your thoughts in general about the tournament?
I'll go back and talk to, you know, the folks here at Jeff City High School, the administration, Chad Reisner, Aaron Earlywine, those folks on the committee, Steve Duncan, and Chris Leichel, Mark Miller, a lot of folks. Being able to adjust and make this happen, you know, for all these coaches around this area, we had limited, although we had great crowds today, for what we were allowed, allowing the kids to showcase their talents and still, even though it wasn't what it was supposed to be, have a great experience, you know, over the holidays. And this tradition, which has been almost 25, 26 years, I'm talking about the grade 8, even though it'll have an asterisk because of the way it was, it happened. And for these kids, you know, I know they're excited and couldn't be more proud. And thank you, as always, that we had a chance to be part of it.
Yep. Happy New Year, David.
Happy New Year, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, 2 games today on KWOS. Here's your final scores as we wrap up our broadcast. In the first ball game, the Blair Oaks Falcons over Father Tolton, 70-64. And in the nightcap, it was Helias over Jefferson City by a score of 59-53. For David Fox, this is Kevin Kelly. We'll see you next time when the round ball hits the hardwood floor on KWOS.
104.5 KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.